con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Studios in Houston, Texas. Quicken Loans. Take advantage of historic low rates. Go to Rocket Mortgage today. Here's your host, 6'1" former Oklahoma Sooner basketball player, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, Alyssa Walker Campbell, welcome back to SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. As promised in our next segment, it is time for our NFL playoffs preview, and we're also going to do a book review. We're looking so forward to our next interview, highlighting, of course, all the divisional games as they are rematches, and we are thrilled to have with us one of the greatest offensive linemen to ever play in the National Football League. He was selected to 14 consecutive Pro Bowls, tied for the all-time record, and Bruce Matthews, he is amazing. He holds the NFL record for games played by an offensive lineman at 296, and he is a member of the NFL Hall of Fame during his prolific 19-year career. And did you know he never missed a game due to injury? He's incredible. We are so honored to welcome to SB Nation Radio for the very first time NFL Hall of Famer Bruce Matthews. Good evening.
Thank you very much for having me on the show. It's a real honor.
Well, we are very excited to have you with us. Of course, to highlight your brand new book, which is titled Inside the NFL's First Family, My Life of Football, Faith, and Fatherhood. But we also we want to give our listeners your perspective in terms of some of the matchups this weekend. So let's hit on the home front. Let's start with your son's team, and that is Jake Matthews. He is an offensive lineman with the Falcons. And, of course, the Falcons will face the Seahawks on Saturday in Atlanta. And he's one of the keys to that high-powered offense. So before we preview this, as we step back and we look at the Falcons season and how it has played out, what comes to your mind? Give us an overview of their season.
Well, they had a quick start, and then it kind of mirrored what they were doing last year. They lost a couple games that they had under control and lost it in the fourth quarter. And then really they had a run, I thought, in the middle of the season against Denver, at Denver, and at Seattle. And they kind of really forged their identity. And although they lost at Seattle, I think it really set in place or set in motion kind of an identity for the team. And, you know, they finished strong down the stretch. And the division really was up for grabs until those last few weeks. And especially the Falcons' offense took charge, but, you know, their defense has been playing so much better.
And we're going to talk about that offense. You're listening to the voice of Bruce Matthews, NFL great Houston Oilers. We know him well. And this is on Saturday. It's a highly anticipated game with the Falcons and the Seahawks. What do you see? Give us your coach's perspective. What are going to be some of the keys to victory for the Falcons to be able to advance to that championship round so your son can move on?
Yeah, we're really excited about it. In fact, if the Falcons win and the Packers win, then it'd be all Matthews NFC championship.
There you go.
So we'd love to have that happen. But as far as the Falcons go, I think the biggest thing they got for them is playing in front of the Georgia Dome home crowd. And, you know, whenever you play on the road, it's always loud. Noise is something that you have to contend with. But the Seattle defense really feeds off their home crowd, and they play with a lot of juice up there. And it took a while for the Falcons to get going up there, but they came out in the second half and just drove the ball, had three consecutive drives for touchdowns, and really were in control of that game. And unfortunately, it had an interception late. And the thing they got to understand also is Russell Wilson is such an outstanding player.
Right.
He's going to find a way to keep that team in the game. And the biggest edge, I think, is the fact that it's in Atlanta. And the Seahawks have some young guys on their offensive line and a lot of guys' first experience in the NFL postseason. And I've talked to Jake about it. And, you know, there's a huge step up from preseason, obviously, to your regular season games, and then the intensity just amps up that much more when you play in the playoffs. And there's a lot of guys who are going to be experiencing that for the first time. So I'm optimistic that the Falcons take care of business and advance.
Well, the Falcons, they are a top-scoring team and capable, you know this, Bruce, of producing really some crazy numbers offensively. And I would think that comes to my mind is the first order of business, they've got to be able to protect their quarterback in Matt Ryan. They've got to give him some space to make some of those throws.
Yes. I had the pleasure of coaching with Kyle Shanahan and a lot of members of his staff when I was with the Texans. And just seeing that offense and what it's capable of doing. And it's like an offensive lineman's dream because they want to run the ball first and foremost. But secondly, they'll dial up play action pass at the drop of a hat. And, you know, that really puts the defense in a bind in terms of not being too aggressive or not being too passive in terms of trying to defend the pass a little more. And the Falcons, obviously, with Julio and the receivers that they have, and Freeman and Tevin Coleman in the backfield, and the O-line's got to go on. And obviously, Matt Ryan's had an outstanding year. So
they got to
do what they've been doing, which is mix it up, work those play actions in, those bootlegs by Matt, and just keep that Seattle defense off balance, because once they dial in, you know, they got some guys, Michael Bennett, Cliff Averill, guys who can get after the quarterback.
Matt Ryan, since we're on topic with him, he has had just a fantastic regular season. But in playoff situations, I mean, he's only been 1-4 coming into the league as the third overall pick in 2008. What would you say to him? I mean, what's the key for him in order to have a meaningful run in the playoffs and just, you know, step up his game even that much more in postseason play?
The biggest thing to me is keep doing what you've been doing. And their fundamentals and basics and that you have practiced over and over ad nauseum, and you just keep doing that. And you really don't – I mean, yes, you will tweak certain areas of your game based upon your opponent, but same thing I tell Jake or any offensive lineman, it isn't so much about – the guy you're playing. It's you doing what you do well and continuing to do it. And if something bad happens, and it will, to always go back to those fundamentals and go, all right, I know I'm going to get my butt kicked sometime because that's just the nature of the NFL.
Right.
But by and large, if you do what you've been coached to do, you give yourself an outstanding opportunity to succeed. So that would be my advice to Matt. Obviously, he's been around long enough, and I think he understands that.
NFL great Bruce Matthews with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and you can go back and listen to the entirety of this interview at podcastarena.com. Our guys have done a great job. Wonderful shows here at our network, but check it out, podcastarena.com. One of the reasons we've invited Bruce to be on our show tonight is he has a new book that is out. We're going to talk about that here momentarily. Look it up if you are online right now. It is titled Inside the NFL's First Family, My Life of Football, Faith, and Fatherhood. But as we zero in on the Atlanta Falcons, this big matchup with the Seahawks on Saturday, talk to me some more. You had said that, you know, Atlanta, they've improved defensively. How much progress have you seen?
Yeah, it's they'll have their moments in each game where you're like, oh, gosh, here we go again. But they got a bunch of young guys who are playing with high energy, and really, they've learned, especially at the linebacker core, that, you know, hey, we got what it takes to be successful in this league.
Mm-hmm.
And so many great defenses aren't just three and out. It's, yeah, you might give up a couple first downs, and or maybe you give up a touchdown here, but then you start limiting instead of touchdowns to maybe a field goal. And then you mix in those three and outs and you hold a team. And really, the luxury that the Falcons defense has is they know their offense is going to put some points on there. And I know that's an advantage going out on the field, that, you know, if you get smoked on a drive or something, or even the first couple drives, which was the case. They were down 17-3 against Seattle up at their place. And then all of a sudden, the defense started getting stops, and the offense fell off. And it's really neat how that dynamic works. When your defense has got it going on, then your offense tends to get more confidence, and vice versa.
An exclusive interview tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, with NFL great Bruce Matthews. We've got to step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll be rejoined after this quick timeout. Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation shows live and on demand right from your smart device. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at SBNationRadio.com.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell, and we're going to continue the conversation with NFL great Bruce Matthews. Bruce, your son, Jake Matthews, he is in his third season with the Falcons, and has obviously he's proven to be very effective as a left tackle in the NFL. Talk to me about giving me the personal touch. I mean, what's it like to be his father? And on the other side, you had an incredible NFL career. What's it like? You've had two sons that have played in the NFL, and he is really thriving. This has been his best season yet?
Yes. It's hard being a dad.
Tell me why.
Playing was a lot easier because you can go out, you do your thing, you give your effort, and you're done with it. But mm-hmm. as a dad, you're sitting there and you're watching. And especially for me, I try to impart some of the wisdom that I've kind of gathered over the years. But to be quite frank, just like in life, the best learning tools in the NFL are, unfortunately, the times you get your butt whipped. And he's had that his share of that, and not obviously it's going down each year, and he's starting to get a feel for where he is as a player and what his strengths are. But the dynamic that you face in the NFL as an offensive tackle has no comparison whatsoever to who you face in college. Because typically in college, you're bigger, stronger, faster, and a better athlete than the guy that's rushing against you. In the NFL, those guys are trained, all I can say is professional. Mm-hmm. They are all about sacks. They are all about studying their opponent's weakness. They're all about working their technique and just exploiting anything, any weakness they see in their opponent to get those sacks, because, you know, that's what the league's all about, is the D lineman. That's the stat that kind of is your marquee or calling card. And it's something that you can talk about, but until you endure it and you face those guys, because it isn't just the top line guys that can get after you. I mean, Michael Bennett, you know by name brand mm-hmm. that he's a great player. He can embarrass you. But it's those backup guys, Cassius Marsh, you know, the guys who come in second or giving those guys a blow. They can embarrass you just as well. Every guy you play in the NFL is capable of getting after you. And you just got to – it's a mindset that I'm not going to let down. I'm going to finish every play. And he's really done a good job in terms of that mentality and learning that. And, you know, it's still a learning process. And I told him, even in my 19th year, there's stuff you're working on and areas of weakness in your game that you continue to improve on, and you study and learn. And there's things that you will know in a couple years that we can't even have a conversation about right now, because it's like a foreign language to you right now. But he loves the game. He loves the competition. The fact that you go out and get tested every week, and you may not have had a good game last week, or you may have had a great game. The guy playing you next week doesn't care. And so you're going to find out where you stand against him.
Jake Matthews was a 2014 first-round pick and certainly has come a long way since him being a rookie. But specifically, let's talk about pressure, Bruce. I mean, you know all about this. What kind of advice do you give him with dealing with pressure and with the playoffs?
The big thing we talk about is, I just try to confirm to him that, man, you've been blessed big time. And your biggest challenge is going to be against yourself. It's when you start second-guessing yourself and wondering if you're doing the right thing in terms of technique or game preparation. And he's had a little knee issue, and that he didn't miss any time with it, but it changes the whole dynamic when you're dealing with something physically that kind of takes your focus off just your opponent that week. And that's one of the interesting things of the NFL. It's one thing to factor in, all right, I feel good, I'm healthy, I'm playing against this guy this week, and this is how I'm going to prepare. Then it's a completely different thing to say, all right, I'm playing against that guy this week, but my knee's a little tweaked. So that's been a new dynamic for him, and he's figuring it out. And, you know, it's really a mind game every week, and you really need to stay focused in terms of technique and doing what you've done and doing it over and over and over again.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Bruce Matthews with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, selected to 14 consecutive Pro Bowls, tied for the all-time record, 9 All-Pro selections, and 19 seasons in the NFL with the Houston Oilers and the Tennessee Titans. Bruce, you and your beautiful wife, Carrie, you guys have 7 children. You actually live right here in the Houston area in Sugar Land, Texas. I just have to wonder, from a family's perspective, how cool would that be for your son to be able to advance and have the Falcons in the Super Bowl? You talk about a dream come true, and so wonderful for him to, you know, come back to his hometown.
It would. Man, there's been a lot of things that have kind of surfaced after we found out that, you know, the Falcons had locked up a playoff berth. Mm-hmm. And that was first and foremost. And, you know, the Super Bowl always seems like such a far-off thing. But it's funny because, to a man, and every team that's playing this weekend, you got 4 in the AFC and 4 in the NFC. And they think, honestly, that they're going to go to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And it's such a letdown when that doesn't happen. And there's such a finality to it. And but going back to the Super Bowl, yeah, the fact that it's here in Houston. And then secondly, Jake called us last night and was talking, and he had read the book, and it reminded him we both had our first playoff game against the Seattle Seahawks. We played them back in 87, and we won, and they're playing them in 2017, so 30 years later, and hopefully they'll get a win too.
Well, let's move ahead, Bruce. Let's talk about your brand new book. It is titled Inside the NFL's First Family, My Life of Football Faith and Fatherhood. We are going one-on-one with the great Bruce Matthews. What was the goal of the book? Because you share the highs, but you also, I mean, you really open up. You also talk about the lows of the football life.
Yeah. The big thing was to kind of tell the story of the Matthews family. And to be perfectly honest, the title is ripped off from the Manning family because, you know, they get all the pub as the first family and stuff. And we're like, dang, we got 8 people who played in the NFL. But not to disparage the Manning family.
Right, sure.
Actually, Archie was my first quarterback with the Oilers.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah.
And then my last Pro Bowl, Peyton was the quarterback for our Pro Bowl team. And I go, man, you don't realize how old this makes me feel to say that I play with your dad. And you as well. But it's basically to tell the story of the Matthews family from my perspective, and a lot of the things that I went through growing up, and things, quite honestly, that I, at the time, it was like, man, I wish I could be in any other situation than this. But God, in his infinite wisdom, used those circumstances and grew me in areas and stretched me in areas and developed me in areas where I really needed some stretching. And it's a book about perspective because, like I said, at the time those events seemed very painful, but in hindsight it was like, man, this wouldn't have happened had that event not happened, or I wouldn't have grown in this area, or I wouldn't appreciate this area of my life
sure.
had I not gone through those experiences. And that's kind of what we're trying to share through this book.
An exclusive interview tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, with NFL great Bruce Matthews. We've got to step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll be rejoined after this quick timeout.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. And as a reminder, this interview is being brought to you by our good friends at Progressive Insurance. Did you know that last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive? Call or click today and find out what you can save. Well, right now, we're going to continue our conversation with Pro Football Hall of Famer, and that is the great Bruce Matthews. Bruce, when I think about your family, your legacy, you guys, you're a football dynasty. And I have to just wonder, I mean, was there pressure to play the sport of football? I mean, your dad played in the NFL for 4 years in the 50s.
Right. Yeah, my dad had retired before I was even born. And I was very proud of him, although I never saw him play. And but I grew up wanting to be a Major League Baseball player, catcher. Specifically, and I literally and figuratively outgrew the position. And then my older brother Clay was 5 years older than me, and it became very apparent that, you know, he was my favorite player and the person that I aspired to be like. And I grew up in awe of my brother, and he set a great example for hard work and the way to approach a game the right way. And we didn't feel any pressure to perform, and my dad made it clear that, hey, if you don't want to play, that's fine, but if you do, you go out and you give your best effort no matter what the situation is. And Kara and I have followed that over to our own kids, and we haven't put any pressure on in terms of them having to play. It's like, if you want to, great. If not, that's fine too, but again, my dad was very emphatic. If you do go out, you don't quit, and you give the best effort you can give and do whatever the coach said. So it made it very simple in terms of how we should approach a game. And the boys have just gravitated to it. It's something, I think, literally that's in our genes. And it's also interesting how all my kids are offensive linemen, and all my brother Clay's kids are defensive players, linebackers, and safety. So,
Houston Oilers great Bruce Matthews is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are extending this compelling conversation. Good stuff tonight. The title of Bruce's new book is Inside the NFL's First Family, My Life of Football, Faith, and Fatherhood. I've got to ask you, well, we've got you on the program. What was it like to face your brother Clay in competition, and how challenging of an opponent was he? I mean, you were referencing and talking about Peyton Manning and Eli and the Manning family, but, I mean, few brothers are lucky enough to have that opportunity to play against each other on the pro level.
Right. It really was cool for me as a little brother and to grow up. And, you know, I came to the Oilers a huge Cleveland Browns fan because my brother had been there 5 years. Uh-huh. So I knew all about their roster and everything. So we were fortunate enough to play them twice a year, home and away. And, you know, he was the guy on their defense, and he was one of the marquee guys. And to hear your offensive coordinator get up there on Wednesday morning when he's installing the game plan, talking about your brother, it's like, yeah, that's pretty cool. And it was like, man, I hope people aren't looking at me because I got this big smile on my face. And we ended up playing like 23, 24 times. And to me, it was the neatest experience. I think even more so when we played at Cleveland. And the Browns fans loved my brother so much. And, you know, you'd be down in the dog pound warming up, and they're throwing stuff at you. And they'd read my name on the back. And, hey, Matthews, you should be up here with the Browns. I loved that little bit of attention that I got up there. And I loved the fact that my brother would make plays as long as we won. And he beat me for a sack in 1986, and I felt terrible. But at the same time, I'm going, man, if I got to give up a sack, who better than my older brother, Clay?
So how did your parents deal with that? Because I'm sure their emotions were torn, you know, watching your sons out there.
Right. In terms of who they wanted to win or not, that usually wasn't the issue. And fortunately, it usually worked out that either the Browns were really good and we were losing, so they had more at stake. And it typically worked out that way. or if we had a good year and we won. But by and large, they wanted us to get out of the game healthy and just go out there and compete and, you know, all the values that they instilled on us and go out, play hard, and just come out in one piece.
NFL Hall of Famer Bruce Matthews with us tonight. An exclusive interview at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The title of his brand new book. You got to go out and get a copy of it. It is titled Inside the NFL's First Family, My Life of Football, Faith, and Fatherhood. I want to power down just a little bit here, Bruce, because inside the book, you talk about one of the serious subjects, and that is on the depression that your mother battled. And you were open about it and talked about your struggle with it as well. A lot of compassion, a lot of respect for people that have dealt with this. What was the message you wanted the readers to take away from with what you shared in the book?
Yeah, it's, I mean, my mom struggled, like I said, and I did when I was younger. And even so now, I'll have times of, you know, weeks or months where, I mean, it's a grind. And I understand how difficult it is for people not only to get out of bed, but to get through the day. And I think the biggest message that I would say is that there is help out there. And I know as men, we're so geared towards, I take care of my own problems. But I know in terms of medication or talking to others about the situation, there's so many people out there that do struggle with this issue. It's like to have that conversation and that dialogue, although it doesn't take the pain away, it's good to know that others are going through it and that they can be sympathetic to your cause.
Bruce, have you ever been able to pinpoint where this you know, where it came from in terms of this depression? I mean, I definitely think that, you know, spirits can be transferable, but where do you think this came from?
I'm not sure. And like I said, my mother was as awesome a woman as, and I'm so blessed to have had her as a mother. And what a compassionate person and outgoing and all the qualities that I would like to be able to relate to other people with. And she just, I mean, it was a grind. And you could just see it on her countenance and how she carried this weight. And, you know, back in the late 60s, early 70s, it wasn't spoken about. And I know the times that I've been depressed, I give such great credit to, I mean, I know we're all going through different things, but especially when you're depressed, when that kind of hidden, unseen weight is on you, and it's all you can do to get through the next breath. It's almost like every exhale is just, oh gosh, I got through that minute.
Right.
You lay down at night and you're like, you're thankful that the day's over, but you're almost, you have anxiety that, oh gosh, I got to get up and do this again. So I have great empathy and great respect for people that deal with it. And, you know, I believe that take advantage of those resources, whether it's advice or counseling or just knowing that others are going through what you're going through, or medication for that matter.
You've been listening to the voice of Bruce Matthews, NFL great, selected to 14 consecutive Pro Bowls, tied for the all-time record, 9 All-Pro selections, 19 years in the NFL, and 296 games played. The title of his new book, you got to go out and get a copy, Inside the NFL's First Family, My Life of Football, Faith, and Fatherhood. It is truly inspirational. You have an amazing story to share. What a journey. Bruce, what an honor it is to have you on our program and on our network at SB Nation Radio. I hope to meet you in the future, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's been an honor.
Absolutely. Much more coming your way right here at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports, and we will be right back.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, Alyssa Walker-Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show, the next generation of sports radio on this Friday night. Hey, it is time to preview the divisional playoffs as they will be underway this weekend. And in our final segment tonight, hey, it's a true pleasure to have with us for the very first time, Rudy Reyes. He is the host of the Rude Dog Show. I love it. It is a catchy title, a slick show, and a terrific host. Good to have you with us tonight, Rudy.
Oh, hey, thank you so much for having me on. I do appreciate it.
Well, I know that you are out there in Cali, and so a lot of changes have been taking place this week, right? it's keeping you busy on the show.
Exactly. it's very busy. Look, when you're talking about moves that are making, we have rain in the area. And
sure.
Rain. Well, welcome to now Los Angeles Chargers, who made the announcement this morning, Dee Spanos making the decision last night to not stay in San Diego and head on here to the other part of California, if you will, who will be a part of the StubHub Center. In fact, they will be playing there until the new stadium is built, which will house the LA Rams and now the LA Chargers. So lots of changes here, and clearly one of the topics on today's show, in fact, on the Rude Dog Show at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern.
What was your reaction when you heard the news? And I also, can you get a pulse from some of the fans out there on this big move?
You know what? As far as the pulse is concerned, you have a lot of upset fans. Clearly, the city of San Diego, because Measure C did not pass in San Diego, they're not very happy about it. They're not happy about the new logo change you've probably seen. It's kind of a rip off the LA Dodgers logo, certainly a logo in the making. As far as fans and what they're concerned with is basically, will they be winning? And if so, does this change their winning perspective moving from city to city?
I have to wonder, too, Rudy, you know, looking at some of your stuff online, you're a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan, but you're out there in Cali. Are you a little bit dysfunctional? I mean, what's going on? How did that happen?
I get that. You know what? In all fairness, I get that asked a lot. I have been a fan since I was a really young guy, grew up in a pretty bad area, and I have a Steelers pennant that was left after my house was broken into. So I taken that pennant, put it at the foot of my bed, and then started wanting to be more interested in who the Steelers are, what they represent, where they come from, what do the diamonds mean. Obviously, clearly, they're hypocycloids. But looking at it from a very young age, I just decided to really dive into the Steeler, you know, nature and find out who Steeler Nation was, what that was all about. And then, essentially, I was able to enter Steelers training camp in 2014 for the first time ever in Pittsburgh, and the first time ever as a member of the media.
Yeah,
and the pleasure of interviewing Heath Miller, Ryan Shazier, clearly one of the most dynamic linebackers in the NFL, and clearly in the playoff hunt as well as the rest of the team. So I'm just a big fan, but I'm also a realist. When they stink, they stink, and I call it like I see it.
It is an awesome organization. We are going one-on-one with Rudy Reyes, host of the Rude Dog Show. So break it down for us. Give us some reasons why the Steelers, they can beat the Chiefs in the AFC divisional matchup, because Pittsburgh destroyed them, in week four, I believe.
Yeah, correct. It was a week four matchup, and it was in Heinz Field. Of course, the weather was a little bit of a torrential downpour, and it's just a repeat performance. I guarantee the Chiefs are really chomping at the bit right now, stating that they don't have a chance, and the line gets thinner and thinner of the Steelers being able to cover the spread, if you believe in the whole Vegas-ology of betting. I'm not a betting man, but I can tell you this much. If the Steelers could put together the type of performance they did in week four, then I really clearly see them winning against the Chiefs, who, look, when you look at Alex Smith, yes, he has a decent arm, but not a big arm. You have Travis Kelce with no running game. Steelers have Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, up-and-comers like DeMarcus Ayers, and even Sammy Coates on special teams. But where the Chiefs could really hurt the Steelers is in that special teams game with Tyreek Hill, who seems to be splashing onto the scene, making noise, proverbially speaking, in regards to what he can do with the ball once it's in his hand. So it's not going to be a blowout. It's not going to be like it was before, but Steelers certainly can get this done, and I'm going to pick 27-24 would be the final there.
Well, the Chiefs and the Steelers, these are two cold-weather teams. How much of a factor do you think that the weather is going to be? What, we've got a winter storm headed there, and it's supposed to be cold, but it also, there's supposed to be freezing rain, and you have to wonder, this is going to create some problems in terms of with footing issues and on the ground.
Yeah, it could certainly also hinder the kicking game when you think about the
type
of punt returns and with the ball going end over end. It really makes it a little bit more interesting when you have wind, when you have rain, water, cold. All of those dynamics affect not only the passing game but the kicking. Whenever the ball travels in the air, you're going to have some type of distance problems. As far as both of these teams being a cold weather team, if the temperatures drop more so, and I expect this at game time, probably somewhere in the 30s, maybe the 40s, the Steelers will take certain advantage of that because, again, they played against the Dolphins. Clearly, Dolphins were not ready to play this game in 1 degree temperature in Pittsburgh. By the time halftime occurred, I think it was 12 degrees. So the Steelers certainly have an edge in the cold weather game. But, again, very tightly contested, and I expect that to be the case this weekend.
Okay, with the Chiefs and the Steelers in this particular matchup, what is it going to come down to? Is it going to be the best quarterback that wins?
Looking at the dynamics of this game, Steelers could easily handle this on the ground. They don't have Justin Houston. Pass rush hasn't been as great, and the Chiefs have lost at home and haven't actually won one at Arrowhead Stadium since 2003. So you have to look at those dynamics and say, well, it's going to be a tightly contested game. Because you got to get the crowd into it early and often. As long as the Chiefs can keep that momentum, I think they have a chance. That's why this game is close.
Rudy Reyes, he is the host of The Rude Dog Show, therudedogshow.com. Check him out. First time on our program, and we will definitely, it is an open invitation. Rudy, we're going to have you back. You're fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You bet. That, of course, was Rudy Reyes, host of The Rude Dog Show, and a special thank you to all of our amazing guests tonight right here at SB Nation Radio. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter, @ERadioSport.